They're plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have an opportunity to return. But now they desire better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
Jacob,
as he was dying, went into the son of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff by faith Joseph when he was dying, he made mention of
Genesis.
Genesis chapter 25,
25-24.
Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord answered him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. But the child and children struggled together with her, and she said, "If it is so, why then am I this way?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two people will be separated from your body, and one people shall be stronger than the other, and the other shall serve the younger. When her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. Afterward, his brother came forth with his hand holding on to Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob, and Isaac was 60 years old when he gave birth to them. So the name Jacob in the Bible, there's a parenthesis, and the meaning of Jacob is to grab.
28:10-22.
Genesis chapter 28:10-22. Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and spent the night there, because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head, and lay down in that place. He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac, the land on which you lie. I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread out to the west." And we will keep you wherever you go, and we will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." So Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on his top. He called the name of that place Bethel. However, previously the name of the city had been Luz. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take, and will give me food to eat and garments to wear, and I return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God. This stone which I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. This will be the house of God."
在圣经里面，殿和家是一个字。
In the Bible, the temple and the house is generally called the house.
必作神的殿，也就是必作神的家。
When it says the temple of God, it also means the house of God.
这是神的家在圣经里面最早的启示。
And this is the first time, the first house of God.
也最宝贵的启示。
And this is also the first time and the most precious.
我们圣经读到这里，下面我们来不及讲了。
Yeah, there's more Bible to read, but then I would like to start now.
我们上两圣经看见神给亚伯拉罕的呼召。
Last time we saw the promise that God has given to Abraham.
我们神的儿女都有护照。
And as the children of God, we have the same calling.
多半神的儿女不知道我们有护照。
A lot of the children of God, we do not know what the calling is.
但所以圣经一再一地告诉我们。
So that's why the Bible repeats.
我们神的儿女都有护照。
And tell us that there is a calling for the children.
每一个真实的基督徒。
For each genuine Christian.
都是蒙神呼召的人。
Each one of us is called personally by God.
什么叫做神的呼召呢?
What is this God's calling?
呼召是件太大的事。
And this calling is a great deed.
神的儿子来到地上。
That the Son of God came to this land.
他道成肉身。
The Word became flesh.
成为人的样式。
Take the image of a man.
因为他是一个人。
And because of that image of a man.
所以神就给神的儿子一个极其荣耀的命运。
And now that he has his own destiny.
神的儿子和命运没有关系。
Now the Son of God's destiny.
神的儿子成为人就有关系了。
He did not have a destiny before, but now he became a man, he has a destiny.
神的儿子的命运是什么?
And what is this destiny of the Son of Man?
他要从死里复活。
Is that he would raise from the dead.
要升上高天。
He would ascend onto heaven.
进入神的荣耀。
And into the glory of God.
承受圣灵无限量。
And he would receive the unmeasured spirit.
这是神儿子极其荣耀的命运。
And this is the glorious destiny of the Son of Man.
现在神的儿子基督圣灵又回来了。
And now through the Spirit, the Son of God comes to us.
而我们这许多神的儿女都蒙召了。
And as the children of God, we are all called up on.
什么叫做蒙召?
What is to being called up on?
我讲过了，但神的儿女再讲，神就非常清楚。
I've talked about it before, but I want to make it clear.
召我们有奉与神儿子极其荣耀的命运。
To call us into the same glorious destiny as the Son of God.
神儿子的命运成了我的命运。
That now the destiny of the Son of God is now your destiny.
这是我们最大的信心。
And this is our biggest faith.
我们要和主一同从死里复活。
That we would raise from the dead with God.
一同进入荣耀。
And to enter into glory as the Son of God.
刚才我们唱这首诗歌。
The song that we just sang.
与你更亲我神。
To be near to thee.
诗歌是很柔和的诗歌。
And this is a very soft song.
写得那么的雄壮。
But then it has a strong message.
啊，最后一节我们有的地方也不大懂了哈。
And the last words, maybe we don't understand it so well.
假若喜乐胜意。
It said, if the song shall be.
忽然腾空。
That on the joyful wing we will fly in the sky.
星辰俱移。仍然上冲。
The sun and the moon and the stars, for God upward I fly.
这些什么呢?
And what does that mean?
什么时候我们忽然喜乐胜意了呢?
And how do we fly with a joyful wing?
什么时候日月星辰俱移?懂不懂这句话?
And how do we forget about the sun, the moon and the stars?
这是说圣徒面对死亡。
This is when the saints face death.
胜过死亡。
When they overcome death.
跨胜的时候
when they cross over and claim victory,
圣徒遇见死亡的时候
when the saints face death,
主若来的迟
if the Lord comes later,
所有神的儿女都要经过死亡到主那里去的
all the saints will go through death to face God,
这些诗歌就是说到神的儿女面对死亡的时候
and this song describes when the saints face death,
忽然假若喜乐胜意
all of a sudden you fly with a joyful wing,
忽然腾空。
And all of a sudden, you are now flying in the sky.
日月星辰俱移。
And you would forget about the sun, the moon, or the stars.
日月星辰都到我后面去了。
Because now you fly more upward than they are.
仍然上冲。
And you are flying upward.
主要把我们提到三层天，坐到主的宝座那里去。
And you would take us to the highest of all.
我们向死亡跨胜。
So that we will claim victory against death.
但是我们人就只有一首诗歌。
But then we only have one song.
与你更亲我神。
It says, Near my God to thee.
这诗歌写得多雄壮啊。
And how strong is the message in the song?
与你更亲，与你更亲。
That through that we are near to our God.
其实这个诗歌就写雅各的故事了。
And this song is exactly the experience of Jacob. When Abraham had a calling,
那个护照是个意象,
that calling to him was a vision. In the vision, he sees this city with foundation. The city whose builder and maker is God. And with this city, it became a vision to Abraham.
也呼召以撒,
the same vision to Isaac.
也呼召雅各,
the same promise to Jacob. And this vision is to all the children in the Testament. So now we are all marching towards this same city. This city is the heavenly homeland. And this city, not to talk about the physical heaven. So when I was in China, I told a church that there's no such thing as a heaven. And then a brother came and complained. And then he says how the heaven is supposed to look like. And then how another elderly brother told him that heaven exists.
我的弟兄,
and then I said, brother, that's not the main point. And I know that there's a place that we will all be.
主在哪里,
but wherever God is, that's where heaven
我的弟兄,
is. And I said, brother, find out some verses that talk specifically about the heaven. And then he never thought about it. Because in the Bible, you could never find heaven. Because we do not put attention on heaven itself. But then we put our focus on the glory of God. One day the salvation will be completed. And then our soul and body and spirit are saved. The last saved is going to be our body. And in our lifetime, our body will die.
当主来的时候,
but when the Lord comes again,
听见号筒大声,
all the horns will sound.
所有死人都要复活,
all the dead will rise.
信的不信的都要复活的,
believe or non-believers, they would all rise.
若是不复活,
if you do not rise,
那甚至我们每天吃吃喝喝就可以了。
If a resurrection doesn't exist, then maybe we'll just live our life.
何必追求呢?
Then why bother pursuing the Lord?
都要复活!
Because we will all raise up.
当主来的时候,
and when the Lord comes,
我们穿上荣耀的身体,
we will put on a glorious body.
和他荣耀的身体相似,
and we will put on the same glorious body.
叫我们朽坏身体都改变,
so that the perishable will become the imperishable.
这个叫做提的救,
and this is when we are completely saved.
这是完成的救恩,
this is when the salvation is completed.
但救恩完全的时候,
so when at that time,
教会最后在荣耀里出现的时候,
when the church reaches its ultimate glory,
那就是那座有根基的城,
and the church now becomes the city with foundation.
今天神正在经营在建造那座城,
and today God is building and making this city.
每一次想到希伯来书一章,
and every time I think about Hebrews chapter 11,
it
feels to me that the city we're walking into, we're marching into this city.
那么雄壮,
what a strong army.
从旧约圣徒数开始,
from the very beginning, the Old Testament, marching until now. And all these people, they all die in faith.
他们远处望见,欢喜宁见,
they have seen the promise from afar and they embrace it.
又承认自己的地上是客旅,
and they confess that they are strangers and pilgrims.
是寄居,
strangers and pilgrims.
他们若是想念已经离开的家乡,
and then they think about the homeland.
他们还有回去的机会,
they think about the homeland and they have another chance to go back to.
他们就想念一个更美的家乡,
and that's why they decide a better.
那更美家乡就是那座神经营的城,
a heavenly country that's maker and builder is God. And at the end of the Bible,
启示录到了最后,
in the end of the Revelation,
所出现的新耶路撒冷城,
it says that this the new city, the Holy Jerusalem,
黄金街道, 珍珠城门,
it has the streets of gold and the gates of pearl,
老是根基,
and the foundation of ruby.
我们, 你们现世六, 现世四个,
and then we just gave this song.
黄金什么
？What is made of gold？
看怎么唱的
？What is made of gold？ The street of gold。
唱就忘记了，忘记什么？宝石墙上闪，黄金街道，宝石墙上照耀。
Oh, the streets of gold and the wall of pearls.
都是这是物质的，那没太大的意思啊。
But then these are all physical things, and it doesn't mean much.
我觉得黄金街道有可能还不如我们走在柏油马路上舒服的。
Now say that the street of gold may be harder to drive on than just a concrete.
那今天爱黄金爱的不够，将来永远爱黄金。
Well, if you like gold now, then eternally you have the streets of gold.
黄金预表神的。单纯的生命
because the gold is a symbol of the purity of God's character.
神的生命何等美丽
because God's life is beautiful.
珍珠是到救赎的生命
and the pearl is a representation of redemption or salvation.
珍珠从笨嘎里面出来的
now pearl is formed by oysters or clams.
而且这个笨嘎是很大的 clam, 很大的笨嘎
maybe it is a big clam.
那个为什么有个成了珍珠呢
？And how is the pearl formed？
有一个沙子石头到了笨嘎里面了。
Is when a strain of sand or a little rock got inside this clam。
笨嘎的肉受了伤了。
And then it cuts open the flesh。
神造物的奇妙。
And then that's the beginning。
它就分泌一种液体。
So that this clam to protect itself, it protects a substance.
把那个石头包起来了。
It surrounds the substance in layers.
经过长久的年日。
In different minerals and in different layers.
这个石头变成珍珠了。
This little piece of sand now is scattered into a pearl.
地上到处都有石头。
Now there's rocks everywhere.
谁喜欢石头？
But then, does anyone like those stones?
我送你个石头，你会不会谢谢我
？If I give you a rock for your Christmas present, would you be happy?
你觉得我太侮辱你了，送你石头干什么
？You say that why would I want a piece of stone?
我送你个最好的珍珠，你也不谢谢我
？But if I give you a pearl, you will be happy.
珍珠的价值太大了，对不对
？The pearl is precious.
珍珠就是石头变的。
But then I tell you that the pearl is formed by sand.
那个笨嘎分泌个液体把石头包起来了。
There is some mineral that the clams are put together.
长年累月
to surround the sands and after years and years 石头
变作珍珠了
this little rock becomes pearl
我们本来就是地上的沙子地上的石头
for we were started with sand and stone
在主耶稣十字架我们受伤的地方
but then on the cross where Jesus was injured
主的永远生命把我们包裹了
that Jesus' life now surrounds us
长年累月
and after years and years
我们这个人被改变了
That these stones start to transform.
从我们这个人活出主的生命。
Now we live out a new life.
这是珍珠的意思。
And this is the meaning of a pearl.
珍珠说的救赎的生命。
The pearl is a representation of salvation.
新耶路撒冷黄金街道。
So that's why in the New Jerusalem, it is the street of gold.
珍珠城门。
And it is the gate of pearl.
宝石根基。
And also the foundation of ruby.
什么叫做宝石？
What is ruby?
这也是石头。
This is also a kind of rock.
在地的深处
But it is just hidden a lot underneath the ground.
经过长时间的高压
Being pressed by an extreme pressure.
经过长时间的火烈
Over years of pressing.
而石头变得宝石了
This rock transforms into ruby.
多宝贵
And how precious it is.
教会多少千年在压力跟这个试炼的之中
And then how through thousands of years the church is trialed
而我们这些天然的人天然的生命改变了
And how our life changes alongside
成为宝石
And transform into ruby
就新耶路撒冷
So that's why the New Jerusalem
这么多的那个宝贵的生命组就成功了
New Jerusalem is a gathering of all these new precious things
今天神正在经营在建造
For today God is making and building this city
神做工在我们身上
And God is working on you
所以我才说我们要非常宝贵我们的日子
So that's why I said we have to treasure everything we do
我们日子多短暂呢
And how short are our days
多短暂
How short are they
给你活一百岁好不好
I'll let you live to 100 years old
多半的人活不到一百岁的对不对
A lot of people don't even live until
100 岁眨眼就过去了
And I tell you that 100 years goes by
我们的宝贵在什么地方
So what do we treasure on?
我们宝贵在我们年日当中
But we treasure on every one of the
我们有机会来顺服神
That we have a chance to be obedient
我们有机会来得着神
That we have a chance to obtain God.
让神做工在我们身上。
And let him do his work on us.
让我们得到耶稣基督的宝贵生命。
And let us obtain and embrace this life of Jesus.
而神的工作在我们身上。
So that God's work can be on us.
叫我们充满主的生命。
So that we could live a life
through
us. 叫
主的生命在我们年日当中彰显出来。
So that his life can be revealed in our life.
当有一天整个工作完成了。
And until one day when the work is done.
全教会工作完成了。
When the work of the church is done.
教会在荣耀里面出现的时候。
And the church is now at its ultimate glory.
就是那座有根基的城。
And now becomes the city with foundation.
也就是圣经最后的新耶路撒冷城。
Which is also the new holy city, Jerusalem.
每一部分都说出主最宝贵的工作。
Every part of this city shows the work of the Lord.
今天主正工作在我们身上。
And today the Lord is working on you.
所以我们听这个信息，我们要一起来宝贵我们的年日，好不好？
So that's why when we hear this, we should treasure our days.
每一个日子过去太快了。
And each day goes by so quickly.
现在十一点四十分。
And now it's 11:40.
这个是十一点四十分过去了，还会不会再回来？
And once we pass 11:40, we will no longer have 11:40.
再没有了。
No longer.
我们宝贵每一个要过去的时间。
So that's why I said we have to treasure every moment.
很快我们一生年日都过去了。
Because very quickly our life goes by.
很快主耶稣回来了。
Very quickly our Jesus comes back.
很快主回来的工作完成了。
Very quickly the work is done.
今天神做工的时候
So today when the Lord is working on you
我们大家一起来宝贵好不好
Let's treasure his work
一起在我们日子当中来跟随主
Let's follow him in our days
来顺服主
To be obedient
来被主得着
To be obtained by the Lord
我们也得着主
So that we may embrace him back
更丰盛得着主的生命
And to receive the fullness of his life
这就是希伯来书一章告诉我们的
And this is the summary of Hebrew chapter 11
神的儿女的信心太伟大了
That as children of God, we have great faith.
一代又一代的过去了。
Generations to generations.
圣经说这些人都存着信心死的。
In the Bible, it says these all died in faith.
到末了一关，我们都要信心胜过死亡。
But then after we die, we overcome death by faith.
欢喜迎接，远处望见。
And then we see this promise from afar, and we embrace the promise.
欢喜迎接，
and we embrace it.
都在信心里死。
That we die in faith.
当有一天主来的时候，我们就要都复活了。
And then one day when the Lord comes back, we would all be born.
今天看看神的儿女多宝贵。
Now look at every one of the children. We are all precious.
最大的神迹是我们能信主。
And the biggest miracle of all is that we can have faith.
没有一人是被说服了信的。
And no one can be convinced to believe in the gospel.
没有一人我们思想想通了信的。
And no one could think about it so thoroughly that you choose to believe.
每一个人都是圣灵开我的眼睛，我信了。
But all the believers, our eyes are opened by the Spirit.
所以有些政府逼迫基督徒。
So some governments, they torture Christians.
他们也稀奇，这些人为了信耶稣啊。
And then they're amazed how the Christians,
不怕坐监。
They don't mind going to jail.
不怕刑罚。
They don't mind getting tortured.
有一年，正是国家很紧张的时候。
And there was one time when the Christians are pressed.
我打电话给中国的一个弟兄啊。
And I called one of the brothers in China.
因为好几个地方弟兄们都劝我今年不要去了。
And then some brothers told me not to come to China on that year.
太紧张了。
Because the situation was critical.
因为那个中国举行 Olympic.
Because that year China was hosting the Olympics.
全中国都紧张了。
The whole China was on high alert.
特别我要去的地方特别紧张。
Particularly the place that I wanted to visit, it was on high alert.
那边教会太强了。
Because the church presence was strong.
政府监管他们也特别厉害。
And then that place was strong.
我就打算给那个地方一个联络的弟兄。
So I called a brother at that place.
我今年我不来了吧。
And I said, maybe I shouldn't come this year.
因为一路上面弟兄都劝我不要去那个地方。
Because a lot of brothers alongside me told me not to go.
不是为着我，是为着。他们不方便的。
It's not for the sake of me, but it's for the sake of the church.
紧张一点，紧张一点。
This year, you guys are on high alert.
我不来了。
So I don't think I should visit.
那个时候我人在台湾了。
And then at that time, I was already in Taiwan. I was in Shanghai.
那个弟兄说，是弟兄。
And then that brother said, brother Steve,
我们的坐监也不怕。
He said, we are not afraid of going to jail.
我们的枪毙也不怕。
We're not afraid of a death penalty.
我们不懂什么叫紧张。
And we do not care if they're on high alert.
我知道你上海住的地方。
I know where you live in Shanghai.
我把车子开了，把你拉住就走。
I will drive to you and I will take you to us.
我说没这么野蛮请客的。 但我真是佩服他们。
But then, they receive my respect.
但我到了那里呢，有时候说两个过分了，吸猪头两个过头的地方呢，有的人软弱过分了。
Oh, a lot of Christians are weak.
软弱过分了。你们强过分了
啊！这是some Christians are too weak, but then some Christians are extremely strong.
你这么比我叫，什么也不怕，什么也不怕，我说你们也过头了。
And then on the phone, when you said that you're not afraid of anything, you might be a little too extreme.
我们除了信仰之外，什么都顺服政府。
Because besides our religious belief, we are obedient to our government.
弟兄们，不要对抗。
So brothers and sisters, don't fight the meaning.
除了信仰
，except your religious belief.
死也不能屈服。其他的事不要对抗。
Do not fight on the meaningless things.
但是神的儿女的信心啊。
But as children of God, our faith.
伟大的进行曲。
Our great faith is our marching song.
好，亚伯拉罕过去了。
So after we finish talking about Abraham.
第二节真的说雅各。
And then now we start talking about Jacob.
我真喜欢雅各。
I really like Jacob.
因为雅各更靠近我们。
Because Jacob seems to be very similar to us.
更像我们。
Jacob seems to be like us.
亚伯兰是个伟大的人。
Now Abraham is a great man.
雅各真是个小人呢。
But then Jacob looks like to be the little man.
不是个样子很小的小，是一个品格很低的小。
Not a physically small man, but a crafty man, a worldly man.
雅各的天性是很不好的一个天性。
For Jacob had a really bad character.
这个雅各这个人啊。
And the person Jacob.
生性聪明。
Jacob was a clever man.
外面很稳静。
He looked peaceful from the outside.
这样的人人人都喜欢他
啊。Everyone liked him.
是绝对自私的人。
But then inside him, he's extremely selfish.
晓得他的利益。
Every time he cares about how he can gain.
任何人跟他遇见，他都要占你便宜。
Whoever he runs across, he wants to gain something from that.
任何机会，他都要找便宜。
In every opportunity, he wants to gain something.
他可以牺牲任何人。
He could sacrifice anyone around him.
就是不牺牲他自己的。
But he would never sacrifice himself.
雅各的名字叫抓。
For the meaning of Jacob is to grab.
他在母亲肚子里面就抓住哥哥的脚跟。
And when we were still in his father's mother's womb.He grabbed his brother's heel.
双生子
They're twins.
神安排以扫做哥哥
God prepared Esau to be the older brother.
安排他做弟弟
And arranged Jacob to be the younger brother.
他不服
But then Jacob did not want to be the younger one.
在母亲肚子里的哥哥打仗了
So that even when he was in the womb, he butted up with his brother. And this is the story of the twins.
但是神安排好以扫做哥哥
But then God has already arranged Esau to be the older brother.
以扫出来了
So Esau came out.
他抓住以扫的脚跟出来了
And then Jacob grabbed onto the heel of Esau.
争到最后一秒钟
And then he fought until the last moment.
他还是弟弟不是哥哥
But at the end, he was still the younger brother.
所以他的父母给他取名叫抓
So that's why Isaac and Rebecca named him Jacob.
那个抓这个是代表他的一生啊
Jacob, meaning to grab, represents his whole life.
一生就在抓。
In his whole life, he tried to grab.
为自己抓他的利益。
To grab and to gain whatever is benefit to him.
今天全世界人都在抓。
So today, everyone is grabbing.
昨天我在报上看了，我们有关系几个国家都是新的领袖上台了。
A lot of countries now have new leaders.
我们的总统也刚刚新上来的。
That our president is just really elected.
中国的总统也新上来的。
And there is now a new leader in China.
日本的总统但不叫总统，他们叫什么？日本首相也新上来的。
A new prime minister in Japan.
南韩的新总统也新上来了。
New president in South Korea.
这个是彼此关系，我们关系太大的国家啊。
Now these are the important countries in this world.
竞选的时候抓他掉。
And during the election time, everyone tried to gain and grab.
不抓的人做不了总统的了。
But if you do not want to grab, you cannot be a president.
在台湾，我最受不了就是竞选的时候。
In Taiwan, the time that I cannot stand is during election time.
因为我坐在台湾教会的办公室。
One day I was sitting in the office in Taiwan.
两个几个弟兄和我坐在一起。
Two brothers was there with
me. 外面窗底下一路在竞选
And then there's a lot of noises of election.
一路的拜托拜托拜托拜托
And then outside everyone would hear, please vote for me, please vote for me.
我就自己说句话，我说可怜下子了
And I said, how pitiful these people are.
弟兄们都笑起来了
And then the brothers laughed.
抓
That people want to grab.
这个抓是地上有用的人
And then you want to grab something that are useful to you.
能干的人才会抓
And only the strong people to grab.
抓金钱,
they want to grab money.
抓地位,
they want to grab power.
抓权柄,
they want to grab power.
抓所有,
to grab anything that is useful in our life.
雅各的名字要抓,
and the meaning of Jacob is to grab.
下次我记得圣经没读到, 下次神问他, 你的名字叫什么?
And then when God asked what his name is,
我的名字叫雅各,
and he said, my name is Jacob.
中文听起来没有什么特别,
if you hear from it, it didn't make much difference. For a lot of Christians are named Jacob.
你若知道原文意思是什么?
But then do they know what Jacob means?
没有人取名字取雅各了。
They will never make their name to grab.
雅各是抓啊。
But then the meaning of Jacob is to grab.
要不要取名? 我的名字叫抓好不好?
So would you want your name to be grab?
可能你一生都在抓的, 你不要从来没人承认抓着的。
I think everyone spent our whole life grabbing, but
we never admit it.
So God asked him, what is your name?
我雅各声音很小,
I'm Jacob, and my meaning is to grab.
这个名字太不好听了,
and that's not a good name.
他是他生命改变了,
but then now his life starts
to
no longer is he named Jacob.
要叫以色列,
he is now named Israel.
以色列的神作君王,
his new name is Israel, which is the God is
changed.
That Jacob, his life changes.
给我们太大的鼓励,
and then it becomes our encouragement. Now that we are full of hope, that for Jacob, who was so inferior, later on he became this high spiritual man. In the Old Testament, there are two people that have the highest spiritual life.
一个是雅各,
one is Jacob.
一个是大卫,
the other is David. And these are very two different men. David was born in a noble family. And he was born with a noble personality. And he has a noble character. And through his whole life, he has done noble things. But Jacob is completely different. Jacob started as no one, a nobody. And he had a humble life. And then he had a humble showing. And then everything that he had was nothing. He was a little man.
这个小人, 啊,
he was a crafty man.
但是雅各大卫的最后,
but then at the end, Jacob and David are the two highest spiritual life people.
希伯来书说到雅各,
in Hebrew, it talked about Jacob.
临死的时候,
that before Jacob died,
为以色列两个儿子各自祝福,
that he gave blessings to his two sons.
他眼睛已经看不见了,
at that time, Isaac couldn't see clearly.
他把手交叉住按手,
and then he crossed his hand,
把小的按在大的上面,
and then he would put his hands on some his son's head.
灵里透明,
that now to pass on his
blessings.
That he would give prophecies for the 12 tribes. And that's in Genesis chapter
49.
It talked about the prophecies of Israel. Especially how Jesus is going to come from the tribe of Judah. And that's the great prophet.
So, 希罗来到, 希罗
will come.
万民都要归顺,
and at that time, many nations will bow.
这个预言太伟大,
and that's a great prophecy.
为骸骨留下遗命, 为他骸骨, 为他的骨头,
oh, that he also gave a command for his bones.
留下遗命, 不要葬在埃及,
that he will not bury in Egypt.
要葬在, 为葬回到迦南去,
and that he will bury in the same ground as his ascendant.
圣经里面骨头, 是预表复活,
in the Bible, the meaning of the bones is resurrection.
为什么最后为骸骨留下遗命这么伟大?
So why did he give commands to his bones?
那是我死在埃及,
said that even though I die in Egypt,
我要复活在迦南,
that I will resurrect in Canaan,
所有神的儿女,
that all children of God,
死在这个世界,
we will die in this world,
复活在主那里,
but we will raise up again in God's kingdom.
这就为骸骨留下遗命,
and that is the meaning to give commands for his bones.
明白吧?
Now, how great is this command?
他到了最后就是完全得胜。
That at the end he received a complete victory.
雅各有这个盼望。
That Jacob has this vision.
我们神的儿女都有盼望。
And all as children of God, we have the same vision. Now, when we sing songs, I like this song particularly. I wanted to sing this song today.
Oh,
God, Lord, how do you like a man like me? That how would God choose us? And how would he send his son to die for me? To shed his blood and pay my price. So that I can be found. And give me this grace.
And
give me this glorious hope. So that we share the same destiny as his son. So that we could enter into glory. And how do you choose a man like
that?
But Jacob has this
hope. And
we share the same hope. And then Jacob had a bad personality. We will continue our lesson next time.
下主大家记得我们给Pomona combine 哈。
Now remember, next week we're combining with the Church of Pomona. I see that a lot of families are away.
Then
you have to tell them that we're combining our service at the Church of Pomona. It's the first time our two churches combined.
雅各是我们的大的盼望.
That Jacob is now our great hope.
天然生命 太可怕了.
That our natural life is fierce.
我们认识我们的天然生命吗?
Now, do you know your own fleshly life?
认识吗?
Do you know that?
认不认识我们天然生命?
Do you know your natural life?
可不可爱?
Is that lovely?
可爱吧?
Is your natural life lovely?
但是人最爱自己啊。
But I tell you that everyone loves their natural life.
可爱不可爱?
Even though it might not be lovely.
我们没有盼望的人,
for we were hopeless.
天然生命真的不容易改的。
And then in our natural life, it's hard to change.
中国的教育家叫十年树木，百年树人，十年培养一棵树。
There's an old Chinese saying that it takes 10 years to plant a tree and it takes 100 years for the tree to grow to be a man. But then it takes 1,000 years and you can't even grow a man. For our natural life is born the way it is. But there is now one hope. The hope lies on our Lord. And the transforming of the children is the greatest miracle of all. In the United States, it's a democratic country. We have all different races. And there are great differences. But when we live a life, it's the same.
外面的表现,
even though externally we are different. When I go to a Caucasian church, I have gone to a lot of different churches.
我去的时候,
and then there's one thing that I could not stand. Is that they will love me so much.
抱着我左亲右亲,
they will hold on to me tightly and kiss me.
Typical 中国人.
And then I would be like a typical Chinese.
从来不回去一个人.
And I would never kiss them back.
你们爱我, 尊重我, 是我把神的话给你们.
And he said, you love me and respect me because I give you the words of God.
把主给你们.
We share the same God.
并不是我学你们.
It's not I am trying to be like you as well.
我学你们糟糕了, 这是一个,
I don't want to learn from you and kiss you.
中国人怎样败坏没?
For the Chinese have corruptions, but so do they.
We're
going to continue of the craftiness of Jacob. One time I went to Taiwan. A brother also came back to Taiwan from the US. And he gave a testimony. And he proclaimed how great it is in the US. That no one would ever argue. No one would ever get into a fight. And then I thought, there's no way the U.S. is like that.
Then,
and after the meeting, the brother came to me because I also came back from the U.S. And then he said, is the U.S. people that nice? And then I didn't want to say the other brother was wrong. So I said, brothers,
你们看见过乌鸦没有啊? 乌鸦?
Oh, have you seen a crow before?
看见过乌鸦没有啊?
Have you seen a crow before? He said, yes.
乌鸦什么颜色的呀?
What color is a crow?
他说黑的呀?
He's black.
你们看见过白乌鸦?
Have you seen a white crow?
你们有没有看见过白乌鸦?
Have anyone seen a white crow?
我弟兄看见个白乌鸦。
And I said, brother saw a white crow.
他看错了。
He probably saw wrong.
他把鸽子当作乌鸦了。
He looked at the dove and he thought it was a crow.
美国人中国人一样坏。
And he said, for the Americans and the Chinese, we have the same
corruption. 到了台湾欺负人家没去过美国。
When he was talking, he didn't know that.
把美国人讲得这么个好吧。
And he just keep on giving praises to the
Americans. 既然是没完全一样的。
But I tell you, we all share the same color.
雅各。
Jacob,
神发一个最不好的人,
Jacob, who was a really bad man,
改变成个最属灵的人,
transformed into a very spiritual
一个这么没有盼望的人,
someone who was hopeless,
成了旧约圣经最荣耀的人,
is now the most spiritual man.
从雅各变成以色列,
from Jacob to Israel,
他天然生命是抓,
now his natural light is to grab.
不要再叫雅各,
but now he no longer is called Jacob.
你的名字要叫以色列,
his new name is Israel.
现在神做君王,
now God is king.
不再是雅各生命做王了,
no longer is Jacob's natural light
神做君王,
but God is now the king.
是在诗篇里面,
in Psalm,
称为一句话叫雅各的神,
it says that the God is the God of Jacob.
特别说雅各的神,
especially talks about the God of Jacob.
那就是把我们改变的神,
who is the God that transforms us into this new life, so that we could slowly change into the image of God. And this is the God of Jacob. So when we look at the story of Jacob, we are now full of hope. How he was crafty and asked Esau to sell his birthright, and he took away the blessing from Isaac.
那个母亲帮他忙,
and how Rebecca helped him. A lot of mothers, they like the younger son, because the younger son looks peaceful,
很聪明,
looks clever,
会讨母亲喜欢,
and he knows how to ask favor.
以上身上都是毛,
Esau was hairy.
雅各身上没有毛,
Jacob was not.
给他们用个野兽皮套在上面,
so the Rebecca took out some fur and put it on Jacob. So that Jacob could pretend that he was Esau. We were not going to spend much time talking about Esau today.
以撒说,
and then Isaac said, I hear the voice of Jacob, but I feel the hand of Esau.
一闻到野味的香味,
but after he has smelled the food, then he became confused and just gave his blessing.
雅各就得了父亲的祝福,
and that's how Jacob took away the firstborn blessing. And then he also finds a chance,
从哥哥手里把长子名分夺过来了,
so that Esau would sell him his birthright.
以扫打猎回来累死了,
there was one day Esau was famished.
他做了红豆汤,
so that Jacob put together the miso soup.
你要喝这碗红豆汤把长子名分卖给我,
and said, if you want this soup, sell me your birthright.
以撒说累都累死了我喝了红豆汤最要紧了。
And Esau said, I am almost dying, what do I care about my birthright?
把红长子名分卖给以撒,
so that he sold his birthright for a bowl of soup.
这是诡诈的人,
and Jacob is a crafty man,
绝对自私的人,
very deceitful and
surface,
and he doesn't care what method he uses. He wants to gain for himself. So God starts working on him. And then how he got to the wilderness. Because God had his mind give him the first birthright. But then Jacob wanted to use his strength to gain birthright. Use his cleverness.
要增长子的名分,
that he wants to gain the birthright.
结果离开家里是他,
but then he turned out to be the one that had to leave his home, because Esau was angry.
到了巴达亚来旷野,
now when he gets to Bethlehem,
他开始看见个大的异象,
and he now receives this vision,
叫做不得利,
Bethel, the vision of Bethel,
神的家,
the home of God. And this is the first time of revelation of the home of God. We'll spend more time on Bethel later on. Today, the song that we sing,
行来心情满是, 心血感激,
He said that we are full of grace.
所证艰苦应时必作你殿。
And then through suffering and pain, we will become your home.
做神的家的意象。
The vision of the home of God.
我们人就来唱这首诗歌。
So let's sing this song again.